Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tailgate.
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 It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around. Down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked. Saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the tailgate. I am Paul Pabst, running on zero sleep. I'm here with Adam Studzinski, the producer, freshly off getting married. We are at NFL Week 6. We are well into October. The Bears are coming off a bye week. Lots of movement in college football. The baseball playoffs have been insane. We're going to talk about that, even though this is a football show. The NHL is underway. The NBA starts in a few weeks. It's almost, I'm going to get to a lot of Bears. I'm going to get to a lot of Cubs, a lot of football. But October is unbelievable if you're a sports fan, a sports consumer like us. If you're listening to a show like this at 7:03 a.m. on a Saturday, you have to be disciplined. There's almost too much sports on. I was trying to watch college football on Thursday night, but then there's the Cubs. Then there's the Giants game against the Eagles. You know, luckily your boy is pretty well prepared. I work on the Dan Patrick Show. I'm a lifetime sports guy. I have multiple TVs in my basement. I got three Hammer TVs and then a side TV for emergency purposes. That's professional. That's a pro right there. But you know what the issue about October is? You're running on no sleep if you're a sports fan and you just dial it in. Because like last night, I was up until whatever time when the Mariners earmuffed if you didn't hear about the score. Mariners in 15 innings over the Tigers. It was fantastic. And you just can't turn it off. I actually suggested there should be an app on your TV when a game goes to overtime or a game goes to like the 12th inning, your TV just pops back up and wakes you up. I don't know if that would work out well with the wife, but you know what? She's used to it. Mrs. Pabst knows that's how we pay the bills, talking sports, but let's get to it. A lot to get to. We're going to get to the Bears in a second, but this week in Chicago has been really awesome. I mean, the Cubs deep into the playoffs, deep, not first round anymore. And it's just been a really fun week because this Cubs team, early in the season, the bats were great. The pitching was pretty good. Then the bats took a little bit of a dive in August, picked back up in September. You know, the Brewers were really good all season. But, you know, you go back to the first series, you go back to the Padres. Every game was tense. It's a three-game series. It's like tense from game one. There's no easing in. There's no easy loss. You get past the Padres. The first two games against the Brewers, not great. Scoring early, not scoring really after the first and second innings. Bullpen did pretty well. A lot of good things, but two losses. I don't really believe in momentum in playoffs. Your momentum is the next day's starter, as they say, or your next day's bullpen. Game three and four was out of hand at Wrigley Field. I was spectator. I was not there, but watching the game on TV, seeing the crowd standing at first pitch. Cubs fans nationally have a reputation, or Wrigley Field has a reputation for being a big beer garden with a baseball team in it. That was kind of an 80s, 90s thing. Hasn't really worked out. You know, that's been much better in the past 25 years. But the intensity of game four was really out of hand. And, you know, the Cubs getting an early lead. Matthew Boyd was unbelievable. Matthew, I think, went 4 2/3 innings, and he really needed that. He'd been great at Wrigley Field all year. His last start, not so good, short rest. And then the bullpen was just lights out, and everybody was hitting for the Cubs. Kyle Tucker, and I'm knocking on wood here, literally knocking on wood, seems back. You know, a week ago, he looked like his at-bats were spotty. He was down for a little bit. You know, good season to start, a little rough in the summer, calf injury, all the different things. But he seems back. That game four, he seemed like he was raking. Now you go to game five. Tonight in Milwaukee, I think it's 7:08 is the first pitch. I would give a pinky toe to have that game at Wrigley Field, but it's going to be in Milwaukee. The Cubs have done pretty good against the Brewers this year. Do the Cubs have momentum going into that after winning two games? I don't believe momentum. What I do believe with the Cubs, though, their pitching staff has settled down, both the bullpen and the starters. Who's starting tonight? I'm sure that's going to be an interesting thing. But the one question mark is Shota. And Shota going into the season was the sure thing. He has not been the sure thing as the season has gone along. Their bullpen, last two games, lights out, done a great job. Kyle Tucker healthy. All is in place for the Cubs to steal this series. That's it. That's some baseball I can't wait to get into. I do have an issue, Studs, I'm going to talk to you about later, about watching the game tonight. I'm going to tease that because it's a big deal in the Pabst household. But let's get to it. This is the Tailgate. I'm Paul Pabst, 670 The Score. We talk football here. And the Bears' next game, Monday Night Football against the Commanders. You really couldn't have scripted this for the Bears coming in 2-2 after the bye week. But we're going to go back to last year. We have to. This is like a soap opera, this game. The Commanders was the game after the bye week last year. You remember Bears were out in England. They just waxed the Jaguars. Then the bye week, all is well. They're above 500. And then you're going to get a win against the Commanders and Jaden Daniels in a tough game. And then the Hail Mary play. The Hail Mary play, which is emboldened in our minds forever as Chicago Bears fans. And that Hail Mary play that Tyreek Stevenson, you know, blew, and other players, he wasn't the only one to make that mistake. It was a national embarrassment for the Bears. And I work on the Dan Patrick Show. We talked about it in detail the next day, in detail. It was on all the social media channels. It was everywhere. It was like, look how the Bears lost this game. Then they went on to lose 10 straight. And I said it last year on the Tailgate, the only upside of losing 10 straight and becoming a national embarrassment is you blow out your coaching staff and ownership spends a lot of money on a new coaching staff. Thus, we have Ben Johnson. So the bad note is you look back at that Commanders game and it was the cliff where everything went wrong. Now you're in a position where you have what you think is a great coaching staff, still some issue with the GM. But now the Commanders in Monday Night Football, they're favored by 4.5. Washington coming off a great win over the Chargers, really nice win over the Chargers. They handled the Chargers. They're 3-2. Everyone loved Jaden Daniels going into the season. I mean love, not one love, double love. And he eased in September, not a great year, a month for Washington or Jaden Daniels, but now he's starting to hit his stride. The Bears come in 2-2. Miss two, win two, solid momentum. But it's also a Bears team that could be 3-1 if they stop J.J. McCarthy in week one. Or they could be 1-3 if Josh Blackwell doesn't block that kick out in Vegas. So this is a pivot game for the Bears. A pivot, just like it was last year. They pivot towards Disasterville. Now's the time where you could pivot to something different. But before we get to what's coming up for the Bears, I do want to talk about Ben Johnson and Tyreek Stevenson. Ben Johnson, Bears head coach, was asked a couple times about the Commanders game last year. Here's what he had to say.
From the outside, there's a conversation about this game being a revenge game or an opportunity to exercise demons from last year. Some of your defensive guys still feel the sting of that last drive in Washington last year. You got the Caleb and Jaden comparison that's going to go on. Is that something you just completely push aside and try to get the guys to ignore, or is that something you acknowledge, maybe even lean into?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to talk to those guys about it. We're a new team, and we're just focused on winning this game this week.
I love that answer, and he gave a couple of different versions of that answer. And Ben Johnson wasn't dodging. He's like, hey, man, wasn't me. Wasn't my mess. I was up in Detroit last year. Why are you asking me about a game from last year? And he's right. He's not responsible for that. I can't imagine him letting this happen. And that was the issue with the Bears and their coaching staff last year. There was a lot of sloppy play. Remember the Detroit game around Thanksgiving? But that's the thing that you can't picture Ben Johnson letting happen under his watch. And but I love his answer. Hey, man, talk to somebody else. I was up in Detroit. Now, the bigger story is Tyreek Stevenson. defensive back, had a rough year last year, peaked with the play or lack of play when he's jawing with the fans against the Commanders. That got on national TV, and that really put a bow on his season in a bad way. And he didn't really play that well other than that. Look at this year. Tyrique Stevenson, with a lot of injuries in the defensive backfield for the Bears, I think, again, is playing pretty well. He's had a couple big turnovers in the last two wins, and I don't know how to grade him out. That's for people who know more about football, but it seems like he's having a resurgence because of injuries. He's getting more playing time and seems to be playing pretty well. But the career disaster that was a Commanders game is now an opportunity for him. And, of course, he was asked about it a number of times. Here's a little Tyrique Stevenson.
Did you think this was a subject you're not exactly looking forward to talking about?
Not at all. But here we are today. So I'm here for all questions to get all answers.
It's like talking to Kevin Byard on this podcast. It still hurts. Why does it still hurt? And sort of how do you use that to help you grow from it?
Like I said on the podcast, it still hurts because I'm a football player. And the last thing I want to do is have a play that's not so good and my name be memorable. You know, on top of all the good things I did, you could overshadow that. But just use it as motivation to come out and stay focused on all tasks and definitely learn to wait till the clock hit 00. So just use that as a learning curve to mature and be the cornerback that this team needs.
I think Tyrique Stevenson handled it pretty well. He took a number of questions on this and gave a similar answer, like, hey, this is an opportunity to grow. It's, you know, he didn't say the words payback. He didn't give any bulletin board material. He ate it. There's nothing you could do about that. It's one of the ugliest videos in recent history. We're going to talk about an uglier one with a running back in the Cardinals in a little bit. But that was tough for Tyrique Stevenson. And, you know, last year at this time, I thought that would be kind of a stamp on his career. He wouldn't play much this year because there's better defensive backs. And he wouldn't get that next contract with the Bears, and that would be kind of his legacy. I think the tide has turned for him a little bit. We're a little early. It's still October. But it's not the career disaster that it could have been. Now, here's the thing about the next few weeks for the Bears. If the Bears somehow beat the Commanders on Monday night, here's the next few games. You got the Saints, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Giants, and the Vikings. Saints are very beatable, one of the worst teams in the sport, even though they just got a win. The Ravens, which would have been normally a really tough game, could now be an opportunity. The Ravens' defense is brutal. Lamar Jackson's iffy. If you combine those two things and somehow they're not facing Lamar Jackson, he'll probably be back. But that defense, a great opportunity. The Bengals, you look at that Bengal game, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, that's a tough one for the Bears to get by. Now, they could slaughter the Bengals. The Bengals look horrid on defense, and their offense is much better. Now, they did bring in Joe Flacco. See what happens there. The New York Giants, a couple weeks ago, they were brutal, have a big resurgence. They beat the Eagles the other night. That now is a tougher game than you'd expect. And the Vikings in a couple weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, that's a complete wild card. You don't know who the quarterback is going to be, but you know the Vikings usually put up a good fight. If you look at the next five games for the Bears, if you want to get really aggressive and really positive, you could say maybe 4-1. Okay, maybe 4-1 if all goes well. But it's hard to see 1-4. You know, I look at 3-2 as being a cop out, but that's probably the pick. You go 3-2, now you're two games up. You know, you're a game above 500, and you got to be realistic with yourself. If you look at the NFC North, Detroit is 4-1 rolling. They have a couple injuries, but not bad. Detroit should roll to the division title. Green Bay 2-1-1. It could go either way. People loved Green Bay a month ago. Now they've cooled off a little bit. The Vikings are 3-2, as they always are. The Vikings always win, but with their quarterback situation, you don't know where they're going to be. The Bears have to think to themselves, can you get to 10 wins this year? You get to 10, you're likely a wild card team. Not that you're not trying to win 12, you're not trying to win 14, but realism. You get to 10 wins, the Lions win 13, you grab a playoff spot, see what happens. So there's a lot going on, a lot to get to. And don't forget, this is kind of cool. Studs, look at this. Tomorrow, join Coach Dave Wannstedt and Chris Tannehill. Tanny! Live at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan at the Four Winds Football Forecast. The event is free to the public, starts at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 Central. Wani will be giving an early season review and a forecast the rest of the season. Now you can get an autograph of Coach, check out his mustache, meet Coach Wannstedt, ask him questions before the Sunday night game. That's tomorrow at the Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan. Let's take a breath. I'm Paul Papps. This is the Tailgate 670 Score. Got the marathon this weekend. We got Cubs tonight. We got a lot to get to, but let's go over the NFL schedule because it's pretty interesting. It's getting pretty juicy. As I mentioned, Thursday Night Football, Eagles-Giants. Out of nowhere, the New York Giants beat the Eagles 34-17. What does this say about the Giants? They've got a new quarterback, Jackson Dart, out of Ole Miss, and Cam Scadaboo. You remember him from Arizona State last year. These are two guys who were just awesome in college. They weren't picked in the top 10 of the draft. Definitely not Jackson Dart. And Cam Scadaboo, I think, was a fourth round running back. He was one of those guys you think of, like, he's one of those guys who's awesome in college and maybe just, you know, a backup running back. I was watching the draft. I was up in Green Bay for the draft, and I'm hoping the Bears get a running back at some time. And I was hoping they would get Cam Scadaboo out of Arizona State. He runs, he looks like he's from Beverly. You know, he looks like a guy who's got, you know, some issues in his past. You know, he's just a big, thick, thumping 5'9 and a half, 220 pound tailback who initiates contact. You know, my favorite player of all time is Walter Payton, as you know, as you should know if you listen to this show. And he's different than Walter Payton, but he attacks like Walter Payton, or he attacks like, if you remember Marion Barber back in the day, or remember Marshawn Lynch just a few years ago, he's an attack running back. And I would have loved for the Bears to have drafted him in round 3 or 4. He would have become a fan favorite in Chicago. Giants are looking pretty good. The Eagles are 4-2. I don't worry too much about the Eagles. There's an opportunity for the Washington Commanders, if they could beat the Bears, to, you know, even up this division, maybe steal it. Eagles seem like they're having offensive issues, so we'll keep an eye on that. Broncos, Jets this weekend. Broncos are 3-2. That's the London game, so get up early. I think that's 8:30 kickoff in Chicago. I think the Broncos at 3-2 are a really, really good team. I watched all their games this year. Very good defense, great pass rush. And Bo Nix, even though he's only a second-year quarterback, he's like 26 years old. He was like a six-year senior when he was in college. Cardinals, Colts. Cardinals are brutal. We're going to talk about them in a second. The Colts are rolling at 4-1. This Colt team with Daniel Jones, yeah, he's going to could win comeback player of the year. Chargers versus Dolphins. The Chargers have lost 2 in a row. People loved the Chargers a month ago. And the Dolphins at 1-4. This is probably last call for Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins. You know, he was the guy, he's kind of that Yale IT looking guy. He actually went to Yale. And at 1-4, they need a win. They need to steal a win, or he's going to be out of a job by Thanksgiving. Patriots versus Saints. Patriots are 3-2, and I think they're better than their 3-2. They're a very up-and-coming team. Drake May is doing very well. There are a couple fumbles and turnovers away from being 5-0. Browns versus the Steelers. Browns going with Dylan Gabriel, the rookie out of Oregon. Steelers are 3-1. They're not great, but they may win that division by default. Browns stink. Bengals stink, and you're not getting Joe Burrow back. And, you know, the Bengals, you know, the Ravens, maybe they get it back together. But the Steelers are 3-1. They could get 10 wins and probably steal this division. A couple more games before we take a break. Cowboys at Panthers. Cowboys are 2-2-1, and I think this is a must-win for them. They should beat the Panthers, but they're only 3-point favorite. Panthers are a little snarky, a little sneaky. They're a pretty good team. The Jaguars at hosting the Seahawks is one of the best games of the weekend. The Seahawks are really good. Check out Sam Darnold. He's playing well out there. The Jaguars are 4-1. Everyone goofed on that coach, Liam Cohen. Remember Duval when he got the job out there? He's a good coach. He's got the Jaguars to 4-1, and Trevor Lawrence is playing some pretty good football. A couple more games, Rams versus Ravens. The Rams are 3-2, but everyone still loves them. Last call for the Ravens, 1-4. You get to 1-5. I don't know what the odds are about making the playoffs, but it's probably like 2%. Then here's the I'd rather read a book game. Titans versus the Raiders, 3 o'clock on Fox. I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that if I'm down to one TV. I'm not watching that if I'm at a wedding and I can only get one TV on my phone. Then you got Bengals versus Packers. Bengals now have Joe Flacco. He'll be starting. And the Packers, 2-1-1. This is kind of a big one for the Packers. This is kind of a must-win-ish game if you want to stay in the wild card picture. 49ers versus Buccaneers. Mac Jones, remember him? He was in New England a few years ago. He's played lights out for the 49ers, in for Brock Purdy this year. He's having a very good season. He'll be in for a few more weeks until Purdy comes back, and I don't know if Purdy's any better. Mac Jones is going to get a big contract out of this next year, or a big backup contract, or maybe get the rights to his own team. Who knows? But the Buccaneers are a lot of fun in the NFC. They're 4-1. They're very exciting. They usually come from behind to get the wins. Baker Mayfield right now, keep an eye on this one. I predicted him to win the MVP in the preseason. Yeah, there's tape of it, studs. I said Baker Mayfield is a great story. They're a very good team. Media loves him. He gives them a lot of content. His numbers are great. I think 10 touchdowns, one pick. And he's exciting. He's a great fourth quarter quarterback. Buccaneers are 4-1. That's a great one. The Sunday night game, Lions at Chiefs, huge for both teams. Chiefs are 2-3. And everyone's picking the Chiefs in this game because you think, well, they have to win this. That's really dangerous. I think this is a really big opportunity for the Lions to put a stamp that they're the best team in the NFC. With the Eagles losing, the Lions at 4-1. You beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, you're in cruise control for handling the NFC and maybe home field advantage. Then you got the Monday night doubleheader. Don't like doubleheaders. Bills at Falcons. That should be okay. That's the early one. then Bears and Commanders at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Chicago time. But that's a lot to get to. A lot of fun stuff. But coming up next, college football, the morale meter, my Bears game prediction, and we're joined by former NFL player and football analyst for CBS and Westwood One, Ross Tucker. He's calling Bears Commanders on Monday night to get you prepped for that game. That's all next. This is the Tailgate, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back with more of the Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on the Tailgate, 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst. Busy day of sports ahead. A lot of college football. We'll get to that in a second. The Cubs game tonight. This is a toughie. I'm going to get to the issue your boy has right now. Studs, I'm going to need you here. Adam Studzinski in producing today. Freshly married, so you're going to be able to have your first test here. The Cubs game tonight, I live on the East Coast full time, is 8 o'clock Eastern time. I have to go to a party tonight. My wife's best friend's 50th birthday party is at 6 o'clock. I don't think I can get out of it. I've used every move I can. I work in sports for a living. I'll take my wife shopping. I'll buy tickets to whatever, a play, whatever I can to make sure I'm watching sports and not going to like a 2-year-old's birthday party. This is a 50-year-old's birthday party, and the husband's throwing this big party. Is there any way out for me tonight, Studs?
Ooh, I don't think there is. I think you're stuck. Now, the question is this at their house? I mean, is there going to be a TV?
That's the big problem. I'm glad you asked that, like where your head's at. It's not good. It's at like a banquet hall type place.
Oh.
Like yes.
Oh.
I haven't gone up there. I'm probably going to drive up to this facility and scout it out after the show, like a gentleman, and see if there's any TVs. Or maybe I could run to Best Buy and grab a couple TVs and have them mounted surreptitiously in the room. Because I have to watch the Cubs tonight. That's non-negotiable.
Well, and so you said the party starts at 6 Eastern?
Yeah. Yeah, so here's my move. Here's what I'm thinking. I was going to get to the party at 6 on the screws. I'll be first one in. I'll be at the shrimp bar just eating. And I'll stay as long as I can. I'll stay till 7:55. I'll give them a good 2 hours. I'll be nice. I'll talk to people. I'll listen to Mark tell me about his mortgage rates. But at 7:55, I'm going to say, like, congrats on being 50. It's not the biggest accomplishment of all time. Lots of people have done it. I got to go watch the Cubs. It's game 5 against Milwaukee. How do you think that's going to go over with the people?
I think that's a respectable amount of time. If this was me, if I was the husband, I'd be yeah, go, man. I would if I was on the other side being the husband that's throwing the party, I would say, yeah, you put in your time. You're good. You're good to go.
I think that's a great point. I'm hoping the husband who knows me and knows how much I love the Cubs will say, hey, Paul, you've done your part. Shove off. You left a gift. You had a couple cocktails. You went to the oyster bar. You got to go.
Yeah, I think you're good at that point.
All right, I feel better about that. Thanks for talking through with me. A lot of guys have this problem. You know, I've always said, like, fall weddings, we've talked about that before. You got married in the fall, but, you know, your next wedding, you won't do that, right, Studs? No answer.
Not.
That's the right thing. All right.
I will say, though, my cousin is a huge Notre Dame fan. He was watching the Notre Dame game during the reception.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to
phone. I told him the day before. I'm like, watch the game. Do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, fall only comes once a year. I looked it up. All right, you listen to Tailgate 670 The Score. I'm Paul Papps. Let's talk some college football. Last week was wild. Two huge losses. Penn State, they were rolling, and they lost to UCLA. UCLA was considered one of the worst programs in college football. Penn State goes out to UCLA, and I don't care what time of day it is. Don't give me that. It's early. It's early for them, too. And UCLA handled them and held them off, and that's a horrible loss for Penn State. Texas, University of Texas was the preseason number one. They lost to a below-average Florida team. Penn State and Texas were 1-2 in the preseason top 25. Now they're not in the rankings 6 weeks later. That's how wild things have gone in college football. This week, college football, Ohio State at Illinois. The Illini are 14.5 underdogs. This is the opportunity of a decade for Illinois football. You had the loss a couple weeks ago. You beat USC last week. You can clean up on aisle 5 and beat Ohio State and get yourself right back into the playoff picture. Bama, Missouri is big. Indiana versus Oregon today. That's one of the prime games of the day. This is, again, maybe a bigger opportunity for Indiana than Illinois. Indiana's rolling right now. They're undefeated. They've got this great dropback quarterback named Fernando Mendoza. I've talked about him a lot on this show. He's fantastic, and he is rising up the draft charts. If Indiana could get a win against Oregon today, or even a close loss, but if they get a win, they're going to be a top 5 team. And their schedule the rest of the way is pretty friendly. You got Oklahoma, Texas today. NC State at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's really righted the ship. Georgia at Auburn. Michigan at USC. South Carolina, LSU. It's a fun weekend. But joining us now on the tailgate, let's get back to the Bears and the NFL. My buddy Ross Tucker, he played 8 years in the NFL. Went to Princeton. Smart guy. He'll be on the call for CBS and Westwood One's game, Bears Commanders Monday night. All right, Ross, let's get to it. Let's start there. You're prepping for Bears Commanders Monday Night Football. How much of a topic will last year's embarrassing Hail Mary loss be going into that game?
Well, I think you have to mention it right at the start and probably a decent amount early in the game. It's crazy because these two teams went in totally opposite directions after that game. I mean, for the Bears to have been in what you felt like was a pretty good place. I mean, obviously,
right,
they weren't necessarily playing great, but they were 4-2. I mean, obviously, it just totally deflated, ruined their season. There's like a whole other realm where they knock the ball down. The Bears are 5-2. I don't know what happens the rest of their season. Yeah, I don't think they make the playoffs,
right,
but there's a fascinating door number two or alternate universe where the Bears win that game like they should have, and then we see how the rest of the season plays out. Meanwhile, for the Commanders, you know, it's funny because people always say every game's a unique entity and it doesn't mean anything when you move forward. That is BS, because this game totally deflated the Bears and took all the wind out of their sails and Eberflus and the whole deal. Meanwhile, the Commanders, they had like a resurgence like you wouldn't believe after this game. Just this belief that they can win at any point. I mean, it's a very real thing, I believe, in sports. Whether you believe in momentum or not, you have to acknowledge the energy that you get both positively or negatively after a big win, a big loss, or certainly a shocker stunner like that one was.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot on this show last year. You know, the good thing is, if you look at that game and the direction, is it gave you an entire new coaching staff for the next year. It embarrassed you on a national level, and it made you pony up for Ben Johnson. But let me take you, I'm going to move on to the next game, but if you were in that locker room after the game, Ross, as an offensive lineman, and you're starting and you're playing for the Bears, and you realize that one of your defensive backs was jawing with the crowd and missed his assignment on a Hail Mary, does that get policed in the locker room, or does everybody kind of just simmer and let it play out with the coaching staff in, over the next couple of days?
Well, first of all, I wonder how many of the guys actually saw Tyreek Stevenson doing that. Right. I think in the moment, probably very few, if any. I think it's much more likely that they saw it on social media later that night. And then at that point, they had to kind of decide what they wanted to do with it. Wouldn't be surprised at all if some of the veteran leaders, especially on the defense, would have said something to him. I don't think that guys on the offense or the O-line, that's rare for it to step over that far. I think there's probably guys on the defensive side of the ball at that point that might have actually reached out to him to support him.
Okay.
And to try to act like it wasn't. I mean, because at that point, nobody's feeling dumber than Tyreek Stevenson. I mean, nobody's feeling worse than him at that point. You know, the whole internet is caving in on him. I don't think that he needs to have some other player tell him, hey, that was not smart. He's very well aware of it at that point. But we've seen it with guys dropping the ball before they score touchdowns. I mean, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you're in that scenario, guys kind of lose their mind a little bit. And we've seen a bunch of examples of that.
You know, the Bears right now are one bad quarter against the Vikings from being 3-1, but they're also a fingertip block kick against the Raiders from being 1-3. When you look at this team right now, do you kind of know what they have? What do you see with this Bears team after a month in?
I don't know what they have. I do know a couple things. I know that they hit it on the Rome Odunze pick, and they should be very excited about that. They are certainly better on the offensive line and in the interior. And I would say I've seen some encouraging growth and encouraging signs from Caleb Williams. And they've been opportunistic. I mean, they don't win that game against the Raiders without picking off all those passes of Geno Smith like they did. I mean, that was the difference in the game. And the reason why they were able to win it, a game that maybe they didn't deserve to win with how Ashton Jeanty played and ran on them and how they didn't really do that much offensively. But I look at that, Paulie, as a positive.
Right.
You know, you need to win games when you're not playing your best. And it's a really good sign if and when you win games when you're not playing your best. I mean, that's part of it. You know, how many times does a team play a game and you're like, oh, that was flawless. They clearly deserve to win that one. No, I mean, you need to win those grimy games at times.
Yeah.
Now, the run defense has to get better because it is going to be tested in a major way by Bill. And I don't know how many Bears fans listening right now even know who Bill is, but it's Jacory Kroski-Merritt, rookie running back, seventh-round pick for the Commanders. It's one of the craziest stories in the NFL. I mean, he leads the NFL with 6.6 yards per carry. He had over 150 yards from scrimmage, two touchdowns on Sunday against the Chargers, leads the NFL in 4.7 yards after contact. He's one of those guys, Paul, one of those guys like a Terrell Davis or whatever that happens every once in a while where this guy gets drafted between sixth or, you know, seventh round. All of a sudden, we're all like, how did he not get drafted until then? Well, that's Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Yeah, and he probably makes like $700,000 a year and he's going to run for 1,300 yards. I want to ask you something. Even though you played on the offensive line, you understand the both lines of scrimmage. When, as a casual football person, when I look at the Bears' run defense, I don't understand how you can fix a run defense during the season. You either have guys who could play run defense or you do not. And it seems like I don't know how you scheme up with that. Can you explain to me as an lineman how much you'd be licking your chops if you saw a run defense that really hadn't stopped anybody in the first month?
Well, you're right about the players you have are probably the players you have. Now, that said, I've seen teams, you know, the Eagles in 22, before the trade deadline, they got Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh. So there's always run-stuffing guys you can bring in there,
right?
Mercenaries, if you will, that can help from a personnel standpoint. The other part of it is a new defense. And so part of that is having a better feel for that defense. And guys can play better. You know, guys can improve. But because, remember this, most of run defense is gap integrity. You know, between every old lineman, there's a gap, right? Center in both guards is the A gap. Guards in both tackles is the B gap. A lot of it is just guys not being in the gap that they're supposed to be in, as opposed to necessarily them all just getting knocked back or not able to take on blocks. Because they got some guys. Like, I like watching that Sewell kid. He's flying around trying to kill people. Yeah, they have a run stuffer in Billings who had a big play on that fourth down against the Raiders. No idea whatsoever what the Raiders' blocking scheme was or what they were trying to do there. But they have some guys that should be pretty good at that part of it. And so I think sometimes, anytime you have a new coordinator, that this goes for the offense too, it does take some time to figure it all out. So I think they can and will get better. I guess the question is, how much better?
Ross Tucker, CBS Sports, Westwood One. He'll be calling Bears Commanders Monday Night Football on Westwood One. You played it college football. You played pro football. Look at the NFC right now. I know you know the Eagles like the back of your hand. I'm in the opinion where I don't really worry about the Eagles. The coverage seems bad. I don't worry about the team until they prove me differently. Do you look at the NFC right now as Eagles, Lions, Buccaneers, and then a bunch of teams jockeying for position? What's your hierarchy right now?
Yeah, so I do the power rankings every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and I think those are the three teams I had at the top of the NFC. I think it was the Lions I had as the number one team in football right now, believe it or not. And I know that on the Even Money Betting Podcast, my co-host is a handicapper.
Yeah.
So it's all based on the numbers and the underlying metrics. He has Lions number one, too.
Yeah.
So that made me feel pretty good that my eyes matched his brain, I guess.
But let me ask you something. I want to interrupt you real quick on that. The Lions have outscored everybody this season. They had this highest scoring margin. But it's one of those things. If I were betting on a regular season game, I'd bet the Lions. If I were betting on a January game, I'm having a tough time not picking the Eagles against anybody.
Well, I think you're probably right because the Eagles are the most talented team. I don't even think anybody else disputes that.
Right.
You know, but it's really hard to win it 2 years in a row. It's really hard to win those close games. You know, they've won a bunch of them. That's the thing that's crazy about this year. You look at their schedule and, you know, they won at Kansas City. They won at Tampa Bay. You know, they beat a good Rams team. So they found ways to win, but they're not firing on all cylinders. I would say I think it's important where that game is. And we all kind of feel like I got robbed of a Lions-Eagles NFC Championship game last year because of Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Yeah, they kind of had a spike there. All right, Ross, I want to get into a few different things with you here before we let you go. I've always wanted to ask something about pro football players. You played 7-8 years in the NFL. When you're on a road trip in the NFL, let's say it's to Chicago, to wherever it may be, when do you get into town? Do you have any social life whatsoever when you're an NFL player for those next 2 days? And what's the general schedule for a road trip in the NFL?
It's a great question. And it's why when people would say, you know, what are the groupies like or whatever? It's not a thing. You typically get to the hotel around 5 o'clock, I would say.
On a Friday or a Saturday?
On a Saturday.
Okay.
Between 4 and 5:30. Okay. Then you have a team dinner, which some teams it's mandatory, most it's not. And then you probably have meetings from like 7:30 to 9, right? So right in the middle of the 5 to 11, because 11 o'clock is curfew. So right in the middle of your 5 to 11, 6 hours in the city, you have an hour and a half of mandatory meetings.
Right.
So really all you can do is right when you get there, go out to dinner with somebody in that city if you know them. And then after the meetings, like for example, right, when I was dating my wife, she lived in New York. So if we played at the Jets or at the Giants, I would get a hotel room for her at the same hotel I was staying at.
That's a veteran maneuver, by the way.
Well, no, nobody's allowed to get on the floor where the players are. There's security there, right? But we're allowed to go anywhere. So as soon as I would get there, she would already be in the hotel room and I would go up there and talk with her,
of course,
hang out with her. And then we'd have meetings and I'd go back up there from 9 to 10:45 and then I'd be back in my room by 11. Now, the interesting thing is the security kind of leaves the next morning and there's not really any rules for the next morning other than breakfast is mandatory between, let's call it, 7:30 and 9:30, and then the buses start to leave at 9:30 for the hotel. I mean, so for the stadium from the hotel.
Right.
So in the morning when I woke up, whatever time it was, I'd go back up there and hang out with her or whatever. Then I'd go to the breakfast, maybe even bring something back for her. And then when it was time to go, it was time to go. I'd see her after the game, you know, out by the buses for like an hour before we would get in the bus and go to the airport and leave. You're only there for one night.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, it is really hard to get in trouble. Really hard to get in trouble and really hard to go anywhere of significance.
Well, after learning about your schedule, I'm surprised you had any energy left to block during the games, but you did a pretty good job. You stayed in the league a bunch of years. All right, final 30 seconds. What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen a teammate eat before a game? Whether it's a pregame meal, pregame snack, or not eating anything, whatever it may be, like somebody like, you can't eat that before a game, and it blew your mind.
There are some guys, I'm trying to remember what it was, but there are some guys that had to eat something specific before every game, no matter what.
So not just the food, but it was like a routine of a superstition.
Yes. And so I think a lot of times it would start from like high school, right? So it might be like, it'd be the dumbest stuff. It could be like a McDonald's cheeseburger, or it could be spaghetti or whatever. And so it'd be weird because you're playing a noon central game, you know, in Dallas or something. And this guy has to have spaghetti and meatballs at 8:30 in the morning. And it's just like, no, thank you. You know, and vice versa. There are guys that, you know, we're really into the breakfast food and they had to try to figure that out when we played a night game. That never, I had certain things I liked depending on what time of day the meal was, but there was never anything where I had to have it.
Ross Tucker, CBS Sports, Westwood One. Also check out all what he's doing. Check him out on social media. Ross Tucker, thanks for doing this on the tailgate and enjoy the game Monday night, Bears at Commanders. Thanks a lot, bud.
It is my pleasure. I'm going to be tailgating Paulie later today for Penn State Northwestern, by the way. Since my game's not till Monday, I'll be having some daddy sodas and some food, watching Chicago's college football team before I call the Bears on Monday night, man. So good day for me to come on the tailgate. I'm tailgating today.
Nice. Go Wildcats. Take care, Ross.
That was a lot of fun. Ross is a fun guy. I always check him out on social media and on the games. He's a really fun dude, really man of the people, meat and potatoes type guy. Coming up next, our pub and grub of the week, 3 and Out, the morale meter, and my Bears game prediction. That's next. This is the tailgate, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
You're supposed to be a professional.
We'll work harder than anybody to win. But man, when we're dead tired in the fourth quarter, winning's got to mean more than just money.
You're hired to do a job.
Job! Job! I don't want no job. I want to play football. I want some feeling. I want some team spirit.
This ain't no high school. You don't have to love each other to play.
It's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Tailgate for a few more minutes. Your boy's going to see some college football today, like I do almost every Saturday. I love that clip we just played, Bumping Back. Paul Papps here, 670 The Score, The Tailgate. That's from a great movie called North Dallas 40. Check that out. Big NFL slate today, tomorrow. Big college football slate tomorrow. Today, coming in next week to Chicago. I'm coming in for the double. I'm going to see USC at Notre Dame on Saturday, then Saints versus the Bears on Sunday. Hopefully the Cubs are still in the playoffs and going against the Dodgers. Maybe see one of those games. Could be a great, epic Chicago weekend. Bunch to get to here. Let's get to our pub and grub of the week. Place to drink, eat, and watch football. We're going to go out to Wheaton. I got recommendations of Sully's Place. Chili is fantastic. They serve breakfast. They're open at 6 a.m. A sports pub that opens at 6 a.m., I'm down with that. It must show soccer. That's wild. Sully's Place in Wheaton. All right, let's get to it. My producer, Adam Studzinski, is here, and we're going to do a little three and out. Three football questions. I have no idea what's coming. Adam, let's go. Hit me.
Okay, so you mentioned this earlier. The Illini are 2-touchdown underdogs at home against Ohio State. I'm not even asking you if they can win. Can they cover?
I think they could win. I think Illinois knows that this is the biggest game they're going to have for a year or maybe a couple years. They've got a very good quarterback. They've got a solid defense. They've beaten Ohio State before. And I just think that they realize this opportunity. It's more than just a cover. I think they can do it, yes.
Wow, okay. There's going to be some flashbacks of Juice Williams in that game maybe. Huh?
There okay. You go. Good reference.
Okay, number two. This one is outside the box, and I hope you haven't been to either of these places. You can give an honest answer. So where would you rather see a game? The Fargo Dome in Fargo, North Dakota, North Dakota State University, or at Eastern Washington University where they have the red turf?
Okay, good question. I don't like the red turf at Eastern Washington. I think it's a little disconcerting when you're watching football on TV. I love the branding. Boise State did this years ago. Pretty cool. Not a big fan of that. Doesn't work well on TV. The Fargo Dome, I've always wanted to go. I worked a little bit back in the day at ESPN on College Game Day, and I wasn't there when they went to Fargo, but Fargo seems like a fun town. The colder, the better. You're inside for a football game. That'd be cool. All right, last one.
I will say the Fargo Dome's pretty awesome. I've been there.
Oh, brag.
Yes, I highly recommend. Western Illinois beat them when we went there. It was great. Anyway, final question. Who gets fired first, Jonathan Gannon or Mike McDaniel?
Ooh, Jonathan Gannon, the coach of the Cardinals, not looking too good. He got fined for pushing his player this week, the player, Demarcado, the running back, who fumbled accidentally. He basically dropped the ball at the one-yard line, and the coach ends up getting fined. He deserved it. You can't put your hands on a player. I think Mike McDaniel's going to be done. I think you got about three more losses, and he will be done. All right, nice one there. I love the Fargo Dome one. All right, a couple more things before we wrap it up. This is a statement game for the Bears Commanders, but it's also about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. They were taken back-to-back. They're permanently intertwined of how their careers goes. Daniels has a lead in the race, but Caleb Williams is creeping back, had a nice month, getting back in it, but Jaden Daniels has a big, big lead. The morale meter for Bears fans right now is 7.1 going into October. You're 2-2, you have a bye week, and a monstrous game ahead. And like I said, the next 5 weeks with the Bears, you get the Monday night win, there's some winnable games ahead. My pick for the Monday night, Bears Commanders. It's not just a game for the Bears. This is like a cleanse. The cleanse of the loss of the Commanders last year that had staying power. It was an embarrassing loss you don't forget. And I'm having trouble picturing a Bear win on Monday night because the math doesn't work. It feels like the Commanders are a better team on both sides of the ball. They can run the ball and the Bears can't stop the run. It doesn't set up for a win. That's my objective take. But I think that the Bears realize how important this one is, coaching staff, players, and all that. I think they're going to be down at halftime. I think they'll be down going into the fourth quarter. I think the Bears win 28-27 at the buzzer with a field goal. And I hope it's just exactly that. A lot of fun, a lot to get to. All right, that's the tailgate for week 6. We're in October. I'm wearing a flannel and bean boots right now. My wife's making chili at home for later today. All is well in the Paps household. We got the Cub game tonight. That is a monster. This is going to be a lot of fun tonight. Hopefully your boy can get out of this party or at least find a TV at some point and watch the Cubs. But enjoy the football today. I'll enjoy the football tomorrow. All things that make life great. Talk to you next week. I'm Paul Papps. This is The Tailgate, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.